Hi, welcome to the audio class, Seven Myths Every Wedding Planner Should Dispel. I'm Debbie Quain, creator of WeddingsForLiving.com. I'm also the host of ConfettiTalkShow.com, the wedding planning business talk show. And I'm going to share with you a few things, seven myths that I've learned and heard about, and I believe every aspiring wedding planner should dispel, because they're not true. Myth number one is that you need to provide full service planning as a wedding planner. Well, nothing can be further from the truth. In an ideal world, it would be great to have control of your client's wedding from beginning to end. And I mean control in a good way. So meaning from the moment that she says I do, that she gets in contact with you, she hires you, and you're there to guide this couple along all the way through until the last guest leaves on the wedding day itself. That's great, but it doesn't have to be that way. As a wedding planner, you can actually sit down and provide consultations to people who are getting married and never even show up on their wedding day. What in essence they're doing is they're picking your brain for your expertise and paying for your time. That's more of a consultant role than a planner role. You can also decide to be a wedding designer, which has nothing to do with the logistics of planning a wedding, but has everything to do with the look and style, the centerpieces, the decor, again, the look of the wedding, creating that wow factor as a wedding designer. You can also decide to focus on day of coordination. And as the name as it suggests, what you're doing is you're coordinating your client's wedding day. In reality, you're actually doing planning several weeks before that wedding day arrives, but your main focus, your main role is to coordinate everything that happens on that wedding day so your clients are relieved of that obligation. So don't think that there's only one way for you to plan weddings. You can take on a different role depending on what brides and grooms in your area want, and also what works for you and for your schedule. Myth number two, as a wedding planner, you need to be certified. While wedding planning certification, or wedding planner certification, I should say, is a great way to prove to the world how serious you are about your profession as a wedding planner, it certainly is not required. There's no regulation, no licensing requirements, in fact, for you to plan weddings for others for a fee. Now, I believe as a wedding planner that you really need to have some things in place. You need to know what happens at a wedding. You need to be familiar with wedding etiquette and wedding details. You need to have some hands-on experience working special events. Those are the requirements, and you can actually learn all of those things on your own. If you don't believe that you can pace yourself and get what you need to get and get the training that you need in a timely manner, then wedding planner certification may be the answer. The thing is with wedding planner certification, without regulation, you don't know what you're getting. Some certification courses focus on wedding planning and details, but really don't show you much about planning weddings professionally. Others do the whole scope of wedding planner, the whole scope of being a wedding planner, running a business, what your role is, the forms that you need to be a wedding planner, and focus on wedding etiquette. So you've got to do your homework and search. But please, please don't believe that without certification that you cannot plan weddings professionally. The flip side of the coin with regard to that statement, though, is that you do need to have some training. You do need to have some experience. Again, you can get that going through a wedding planner certification course, but you can also get that by reading books, going through websites. Weddings for Living is a good starting point for you to get the information that you need and to get some hands-on training. And I'll talk about that a little further on. Myth number three is that being a wedding planner is a very glamorous career. I think Hollywood and the media has helped portray wedding planners as being just so, it is a creative field. For the most part, we love weddings, which is why we do what we do. But I'm here to tell you, as someone who plans weddings, it's a very labor-intensive career. You're spending a lot of time going through lists, checking off items, following up with vendors, following up with your clients. if you're thinking that you're going to spend time picking out flowers, fluffing the bride's dress before she goes down the aisle, going to catering tastings, that's a part of it. But please don't believe that that's all that's involved. As a professional wedding planner, especially if you're running your own wedding planning business, there are a lot of roles that you're going to have to fill that don't involve dealing with weddings directly. So I don't want to put you off completely, but I do want to keep it real. Being a wedding planner has a lot of hours involved. On average, I would say you're going to spend at least 100 hours to plan a wedding from beginning to end. That's a lot of time. And a lot of it is grunt work, following up, as I mentioned. So if you're believing that this is going to be glamorous and it's going to be fun, it can be, but that's not all there is to it. I will add, though, as you become more advanced in your career, especially if you're running your own business, and as you bring people on to help you plan weddings, you can filter or siphon off some of that grunt work, that labor-intensive work, to interns or new staff, and then you can focus on doing some of the more glamorous tasks. But you do have to earn your dues and go through the rigmarole, for lack of a better term, and the logistics of planning a wedding for your clients. Myth number four is that wedding planning's got to be easy. I plan my own wedding, or I plan my sister's wedding. Planning your own wedding or planning the wedding of a friend, a close family member, is very different than planning a wedding for someone who's paying you to do so. A lot of the details may be similar, but it's a different relationship. Your clients, once they've paid you, will expect and have a lot of high demands of you. They don't want to hear that you had to work late so you couldn't meet with them as planned. Planning your own wedding is very different than planning a wedding for someone else. And again, when you're running a business, you're running a business. So there are a lot of other factors involved. So it's a good starting point, but don't use that. And this sort of ties in with the other myth that I just mentioned about it being glamorous. There are some similarities, but you are going to have to set yourself apart because you're now running a business. Even if you're working as an employee, working for someone else as a wedding planner, that relationship and dynamic is very different. So please, if you've planned your own wedding or planned a friend's wedding, realize that planning a wedding for someone else, imagine someone whose personality doesn't completely mesh with yours, is different. Myth number five is that as a wedding planner, you'll make money instantly. I don't know if that's truly a myth that I hear often, but I do realize that when I speak to new wedding planners, they're wondering when they're going to start to make money. Now, any business, the goal ultimately is to make money, and I believe you can do that sooner rather than later. But the truth is, planning weddings for a living has a lot to do with relationships. And I'm not just speaking about the relationship, the working relationship that you'll have with your clients, but working relationships with area vendors. Because I'm guessing that you're probably going to need help and get others involved in planning weddings for your clients, unless you happen to be a photographer, caterer, limo driver, you have a venue, and you're doing all of that as a one-stop shop. But as a wedding planner, typically we're sort of like general contractors, and then we have to bring in subcontractors to help our clients put the wedding of their dreams together. Well, those relationships take time. Because being a wedding planner has such a low barrier of entry, and what I mean by that, it's a relatively low cost to get started. You don't have to invest in lots of equipment. So the feeling is from other professional wedding vendors that us wedding planners, we're a dime a dozen. We come in, we're gung-ho, we want to get started, and then we trickle out. The turnover is very high in our industry. So you have to earn your dues. The relationships have to be developed. Vendors have to feel comfortable and know that you're in it for the long haul. And you may be asking, well, what's the big deal about vendors? My clients are who are paying me. Your vendors are an integral part of you getting business. You can do all the marketing. You can have a great website. But your vendors are going to send you a lot of business because, in essence, you are making their life easier. So they've got to get a chance to know you. And hiring a wedding planner isn't like hiring a plumber or having a mechanic. It's not a need to have profession. So people have to believe that they need what it is that you're offering. So just realize it'll take some time for you to develop those relationships and to get to the point where everyone in your niche, in your community, associates you with weddings and can therefore send you business, because we're not all getting married all the time. Myth number 6, being an intern for an established wedding planner is a great way for you to learn the business. Now, I mentioned earlier, I think it was myth number 2 about being certified, that having hands-on experience is important, because none of your clients want to be your first clients. They want to know that you have experience and you've planned some weddings before theirs. Well, how do you get the experience? So you're thinking maybe, well, I can work with an experienced wedding planner as an intern, unpaid if I need to get the experience. The truth of the matter is a lot of established wedding planners don't want you around. There, I said it. Because they view you as competition. You'll come in, learn all the tricks of the trade, and then you'll go off and start your own business. No business owner really wants that to happen. So although I don't want to say do not contact established wedding planners to get experience, what I will suggest instead is go to the professional wedding vendors who are not planners, because you're going to need to find out who those people are. Find out about their business, learn what they do, how they do it. But then you want to ask them if you can spend some time shadowing, i.e. helping them on their next wedding. And what this will do is they'll get an extra pair of helping hands. You'll get some experience that you can attribute to your, you can say to your clients, I've actually worked on a few weddings and these are the weddings I worked on. Or you can just reference stories of experiences that you had working these weddings. But what will also happen is the vendor, who's probably so taken back that you are offering to provide some time to work with them at no cost, no pay. You're not asking to be compensated for this. That what they will likely do is start to send business your way. It's sort of this reciprocity thing. So again, instead of contacting wedding planners, established wedding planners, and asking them to shadow them, talk to the other vendors. You're not a threat to them. They want to see what you do, and you're going to get a chance to see how well they do what they do. So talk to wedding vendors and get some hands-on experience with them. The final wedding planner myth is believing that every bride within a certain radius of where you're located, where your business is based, is a potential client. If you want to set up a business that's successful, you need to narrow down what it is that you're doing. By simply saying that you are able to work with every bride within a radius, what I would suggest is that you take a specialty, a niche within the wedding industry and focus on that. Because every other wedding planner in your area is doing the same thing. They're trying to capture brides within a certain radius. And what will happen is you'll get lost. Instead, you want to do something that's going to help you stand out. And by focusing on a niche or a specialty, you'll do that. So whether it's vintage weddings, whether it's only doing day of coordination, whether it's same-sex weddings, whether it's for people who are getting married in 3 months or less, or whether it's military weddings, or whether it's encore weddings, meaning someone who's getting, couples who are getting married, it's a second or third marriage. By doing that, although it sounds counterintuitive, what you're doing is you're carving out your area in the wedding industry. What will happen instantly is you'll realize that you're not for every bride. But that's good, because every bride that does want the specialty that you're, the thing that you're specializing in, will come to you. What will happen is you will now elevate to expert status almost instantly. Because you're focused on a particular area, you're standing out, and people will assume that, heck, if she only does same-sex weddings, then she knows everything there is to know about same-sex weddings. Do you get that? So I want you to dispel that myth immediately that all brides within a certain radius, whether it's 5 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles, 25 miles, and look at an area that you're drawn to in the wedding industry, what you're knowledgeable about, but also what the needs are, what brides and grooms in your area, what niche can you fill? What's missing? What can you do to fill that spot? And I believe you'll find success as a wedding planner and potentially the owner of your own wedding planning business. So let's recap those seven myths, the seven myths that I think you really need to dispel. Myth number one, you need to be a full-service wedding planner. Not at all. You can provide day of, hourly planning. You can be a wedding designer. Myth number two, you need to be certified as a wedding planner. You don't need to be certified. It's not a bad idea, but there are other ways for you to learn what you need to learn. Myth number three, being a wedding planner is a glamorous career. Being a wedding planner is a lot of fun. It can be glamorous, but know that there's a whole lot more to this wedding planning thing than glamour. Myth number four, I plan my own wedding. It must be easy. No, planning your own wedding is not the same as planning a wedding for someone for a fee. So realize, although there are similarities, it's a different ballgame. Myth number five, as a wedding planner, I'll make money instantly. Making money is the whole goal of running a business, any business, and it can happen sooner rather than later. But just know, as a wedding planner, it usually takes some time to develop your reputation, for the vendors to get a chance to know you, and just know that not everyone's planning a wedding all the time. So business doesn't come as routinely as it does for, say, a mechanic or a plumber. Myth number six, being an intern is a great way to get hands-on experience. Working for an established wedding planner may sound like the ideal path, but it doesn't always work that way. So look beyond the wedding planners and check out some of the other wedding pros in your area. They'll be happy to have you come on board to help them out. And finally, myth number seven, any bride within a, insert the number, mile radius is a potential client. You can do better than that. Narrow down your niche. Find a specialty so you can stand out, get expert status, and get paid top dollar for being a wedding planner. Remember, somewhere out there, a bride and a groom is looking for you and needs your help. You just have to make that connection. If you've worked on your skills and have outstanding services to offer, you'll make it happen. Believe in yourself and approach the marketing of your wedding business with determination and a positive attitude. I'll leave you with a favorite quote. The author is unknown. Nothing is as real as a dream. The world can change around you, but your dream will not. Responsibilities need not erase it. Duties need not obscure it, because the dream is within you, and no one can take it away. Thanks for listening.